You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The confidence to distinguish herself from President Obama. Graham said he has the most foreign policy experience of any candidate and would be best equipped to take on ISIS in the Middle East. He says there's an issue with Hillary Clinton failing to take questions from the media.
When 57% of the people don't trust you, then you've got a problem, and you better explain to them why they're wrong. And I don't know how you set the record straight about whether or not you should be trusted if you got a wall between you and the voter.
He says he knows why Hillary Clinton isn't answering questions from the media.
I think it's a lack of confidence in her ability to distinguish herself from Barack Obama. Her biggest nightmare is for somebody to ask her, hey, do you think the war on terror is going well? Do you agree with Barack Obama's foreign policy if you don't tell us why?
Senator Lindsey Graham announced his presidential campaign earlier this week. A new study finds the number of skin cancer victims in America is increasing. Dr. Brian Gassman with the Cleveland Clinic says people over the age of 65 are most at risk.
I think that based on data like this, patients over the age of 65 really deserve a look over their whole body and certainly their head and neck for skin cancer.
Dr. Gassman also says everyone should be educated about the dangers of UV radiation exposure.
We need to be vigilant about sun protection, and we need to lower the threshold of people to go in and see their doctor.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 60 degrees in Flemington and it's a little bit cloudy. There's a slight chance of showers today and tonight. Friday is mostly cloudy with a high near 70, but I predict the clouds are going to blow out very early in the morning, and it is going to be a bright, sunny day. Saturday, there's a slight chance of showers, partly sunny, with the high finally getting up to around 81. And Sunday looks like it's going to be the best day of the weekend, mostly sunny with a high of 75.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, tomorrow is the deadline for local artists to enter the annual Friends of HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale. We'll tell you everything you need to know. Summer is here, and HCL can get you into local museums for free. Jennifer says you have bad eating habits if you use a grocery cart in 7-Eleven. IndieFlix, summer concert series schedule, and a taste of what programs we'll be offering in June. All on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
This is the Navy... official naval song?
Air Force song? Anchors Away is the Navy song.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. And why are we listening to it?
Because it has been all World War II all week at my house. It's the World War II weekend. I'm going to at the Reading Airport.
I thought that was last weekend.
No, it's this weekend.
Oh, awesome.
I'm going tomorrow.
Great. So, are you excited?
I am. That's why it's going to be sunny tomorrow and not cloudy.
It's going to be beautiful.
It is. And actually, the Air Force was not instituted until 1947.
Why is that?
It was a branch of the Air Force. It was not its own branch.
Okay.
Of the until 1947.
On a library note, Jennifer, we actually have a new exhibit at HCL headquarters, a World War I exhibit. Actually, in more specifically, Communications in the Great War is the title exhibit, presented by Rich Federitz or something. I can't never get his last name right, but it's an impressive display that he needs to continue to add to, actually. So it's all about communication. He's been trying to set it up for 2 days, and every time he's there, he gets mobbed by patrons that want to know all about this unique stuff that he has.
Yeah, a lot of people looked at it.
I'm assuming your husband took some interest in it.
He did. And there was a Croix de Grace, a French medal, and a World War I victory medal. So he was looking at those.
Very good. So this is on display through the month of June at the Huntington County Library. This, once again, it's a display on the communication in the Great War. He's got a lot of uniforms, a lot of stories about the carrier pigeons from that war. And just check it out for yourself. It's my suggestion.
And they're in both showcases, the ones, the main ones, and then the ones down by the
that
music
is correct.
Cases.
So what kind of entertainment are they going to have at this Reading Airfield? Are the Manhattan Dolls going to be there?
The Manhattan Dolls are going to be there.
Cool.
And actually, they never went there until we had them at the library. And then I told them about it, and they, you know, put feelers out. So the Huntington County Library, they have a Frank Sinatra impersonator.
Jennifer's tentacles stretch long and wide.
Who
very good.
You would swear is Frank reincarnated, but he comes up from Virginia.
What's his name again?
I don't remember.
He's going to be at the Reading
Airfield. Yeah.
Wow, exciting. So you're staying over then. There's too much to do in one day,
too much
Jennifer.
To do in one day. It's a long day.
But you're going to do it in one day,
yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah.
Saturday's supposed to be even better than...
I know, but you know what? It gets so crowded on Saturday. It's mobbed on Friday, but Saturday is just because there's more airplanes flying on Saturday.
Okay.
So did you forward the email to your friend, the information?
I have not spoken to him directly, but yes.
You did? Okay, good.
I got to stop saying... here, it's a program, though. I'm going to put one of those
Can I
money
throw something
jars
at
here.
You every time you say home?
Yeah, something, please. Whatever breaks me of the habit. I wanted to mention on Saturday, Jennifer, we can play this. Count them. Okay. Saturday, I want you to play after the break. I said, that time. That doesn't count. Sidewalks of New York was the official traditional song of the Belmont Stakes. We will be this Saturday. The weather's supposed to be beautiful, and American Pharoah will be attempting to win the Triple Crown, which has not been done in 37 years.
Okay.
What is your feeling, Jennifer? You were very negative on him in the Preakness.
I was. I would like him to do it because it's very exciting.
It is very exciting. So the race will be at 6:50 on Saturday. The weather promises to be nice, though bad weather would not have hurt him since the Preakness was run in the rain, and he did well. Okay, but other programs at the Huntington County Library coming up this week.
Well, let's talk about the two we had this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jennifer needs to update us on a big program we had last night.
And the one Tuesday night, we had Judith Carl Russo, food historian, talk about New Jersey's agriculture inventions, innovations, and discoveries. And the one reason I bring this up, I just said thank you, is because Marcia Caro and the 300th committee helped. They brought refreshments and they set up a table and they attended as well. So it added a really festive air, and we really appreciate their support and their help. And we have a list at the library on the slat wall where we've got library programs of all the upcoming tricentennial events, again, the 300th events. Even though the tricentennial is a distant memory, they're still having one or two events all year. Some of them are at the library, and they look like really neat events. So pick up one of
like
these flyers.
Like what? Give me an example.
They are I said again.
I passed it on to you.
Thank you. There's a book... Girl Scout for her Gold Award. She wrote a book, Addie DeVore and the Farm, about the DeVore's farm. She'll be at the farmer's market this Sunday at 10 o'clock reading it, and there'll be a tour of the house. And then she will be at the North County Branch Library on Saturday, June 13th at 10 a.m. reading the book, and they will be making yo-yos.
Why yo-yos?
It's fabric. It's the fabric yo-yos. You take a circle and you... It ends up looking like a little
the
flower.
The fabric yo-yos? Like, I know what you're
fabric
talking about.
Fabric yo-yos. You take a circle of fabric, and then you stitch around the edge, and you draw the string in, and it...
And it doesn't work.
It's not a yo-yo. No, it's not a yo-yo. It's a decorative thing. And there'll be a... Jennifer,
you've lost me completely. Then why do you call it a yo-yo?
That's what it's called. There'll be a tour of the Unionville wine vineyard on the 12th of July. There's going to be a series in September of...
What, including a tasting
tables,
as well?
Dinners. At 4 p.m., guests will be able to relax with some wine and cheese and food historians. Snacks are provided at no cost.
Is Judith Kroll Russo one of the food historians?
No, she's not. She's not going to be at that one. But several things were invented in Hunterdon County.
Food-wise?
Yeah.
Like what? I know one.
The plow, the Dietz plow.
That's not food.
No, but food-related.
Oh, okay.
And there was
the Excelsior was the name of the plow.
Okay. And there was another plow from Three Bridges. How about that?
Okay, what else? What foods were invented?
I don't know. What food that you know of?
You were just at the program.
She didn't mention any foods specific to Hunterdon County.
Pink lemonade was invented in Hunterdon County.
Was it really?
It was indeed.
Who knew that?
Accidentally, during one of the carnivals or fairs way back, somebody was mixing a batch of lemonade and dropped a red shirt in in the lemonade and turned it pink.
Huh. I think that's a wives' tale.
And the rest is history.
It's a wives' tale.
Look it up, Jennifer.
I'll look it up, Jim. Last night, we had folk singer Dave Berger at the library again. He is a... See, you've got me doing it now. He's a flat-picking guitarist and king of the 64-note harmonica. He's also a teacher at Hunterdon Central Regional High School. He has been for 36 years, so almost everybody... I was out at the circulation desk, and a patron came in, and we had gone to high school together, and she was telling me her son started high school this year, and she goes, you know, she has Dave Berger for history. He said, he's right in there playing right now. She was very excited.
He's 91, like a local star.
He is. 91 people came, and his wife Barbara is really involved with the Special Olympics. So she had a table set up. Dave donates his honorarium to the Special Olympics, and the proceeds of his music CD sales went to the Special Olympics.
Very nice.
And there were a lot of the athletes were there, so it was really nice to meet them. And a lot of the community knew them from, you're always at the bowling alley when I go, or you're always, you know.
Hunterdon Central athletes?
Special Olympic athletes.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of them were young adults. So Dave played some songs that he wrote. He played some, there was a lot of singing along. It was a really nice evening.
Give me an example of one of the songs he sang. Not one of his own, but a popular
song. He sang Your Grand Old Flag. He sang This Land Is Your Land.
And the 64-note harmonica, is that like a unique harmonica?
It's a really big harmonica, okay. And it has side keys on it, so it makes all the same notes as a piano makes. It's got the same range as a piano. But he wears it around his neck, and he can't, and because he's playing the guitar with it, he has to... He does something with it. He calls it bend. He said bending the reeds, which he said breaks harmonicas a lot. But he did this one thing that was really neat. He said he does it in his history class to teach about the slave history and the slave trade. And it starts out when the slaves were on the ships being brought from Africa to the Caribbean or Haiti, the islands they first went to. The sailors would throw salt water on them, and they would play the Irish Washerwoman. Because they had so many sores and cuts on them that the salt water burned tremendously. So, but then the slaves took that tune and they slowed it way down and they made it into a spiritual, Rock My Soul. But then they used it in the fields to give directions in the Underground Railroad. And one half of the field would be singing Rock My Soul in the Bosom of Abraham, and the other side of the field would be singing So High Can't Get Over It, So Low Can't Get Under It, So Wide Can't Get Around It. And then one slave would sing directions to the first stop on the Underground Railroad, like kind of over that, and then Saturday night one slave would escape. And then eventually that song became Skip to My Lou. So he had half the room singing Rock My Soul, he had half the room singing So High, and then he sang directions to Rita's.
To Rita's? Yeah. I like that. That's
top.
Very
but
unique.
It was really good, and he says he uses that in his class.
Well, thank you, Dave Berger, for sharing your talents with our patrons and residents of Hunterdon County. Okay, next week, Jennifer, we have a couple programs starting with next Tuesday.
Yes.
Jennifer's Hunterdon Integrative Medicine's Wellness Series continues on Tuesday, June 9th at 11 a.m., a special morning time, with the Himalayan Singing Bowls, presented by Ann Anderson. So meditation, holistic medicine is a big, it's not a craze, Jennifer. I think it's here to stay.
Yeah, fad seems wrong.
Yes.
And our singing bowls were tremendously popular. And then our practitioner moved to Connecticut. So this is a good chance to get reacquainted with them.
Yes, so that's Tuesday, June 9th at 11 a.m. in the morning. And then that night, Jennifer has booked a nice program about lighthouses with author and photographer Kevin Weiss. Maybe Jennifer can tell us about it.
Maybe she can. Discover the history of lighthouses from the ancient pharaohs of Alexandria to the modern world. Mr. Weiss will explain how famous lighthouses were built, how they work, and the stories of those who tended them. The program is illustrated with original photographs of lighthouses along the Atlantic coast, the Hudson River, Long Island Sound, and the Great Lakes, and includes vintage images of historic and vanished lighthouses. And he will have copies of his book for sale, and he will sign them at 7 o'clock Tuesday evening. And if for some reason you don't like lighthouses, you could go to the North County Branch Library, where they will be having their book discussion group at 7 o'clock. They will be discussing The Signature of All Things by Elizabeth Gilbert, Hunterdon County's own.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. Let's go to our first commercial break, and we'll be back with more Library Show right after this.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
I'm Frank Peluso, Frank Peluso Photography, and I belong to the Chamber because it works.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on huntonchamberradio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
One summer afternoon, as the 19th century came to a close, an Irish-American vaudeville singer named Charles Lawlor asked his friend James Blake, a salesman in a hat shop, to come up with the lyrics for a tune that had been rattling around in his head for some time.
Why did you stop it?
Oh, you want to hear the words? Okay.
This is
something
interesting.
About New York, okay, good. Lawlor said.
Leading to my trivia, I think I've heard this.
Between
what is this from?
Customers,
and it's a Ken Burns thing, I think.
On 18th Street, where he had grown up.
It says it's performed by Robert Sean Leonard. Oh, but yeah, maybe this is probably David Ogden Stiers, who did the Ken Burns.
I've heard this before.
Who had first taught him how to dance.
Jennifer is giving us the history of the song Sidewalks of New York. We are going to play this. Well, it's actually tinkling in the background there, Jennifer.
It'll play.
Want to become an enormous hit across the country.
We're playing
that's
this
one of
because
the risks of finding music on the fly.
Traditionally, for over 100 years, the song they played when the horses came to the racetrack for the Belmont Stakes, the final leg of the Triple Crown. Unfortunately, a couple years ago, Jennifer, they kicked tradition to the curb, no pun intended, since it's the Sidewalks of New York, and changed the song to Do You Know What They've Changed It To?
I don't.
Take a wild guess.
New York, New York.
Correct. And this is such a pretty old-fashioned song, and I mean, just I don't know how you give up a tradition like this.
It's more reminiscent of my old Kentucky home.
Right. Because this was written in, they'd say, the 1800s, right?
Right.
So the Belmont Stakes is this Saturday. American Pharoah attempting to be the first Triple Crown winner since 1978. Jennifer, my prediction. I have a good feeling he's, unless something goes wrong, like he gets sick, or I think he may do it. My main concern is a horse named Materiality. He ran in the Kentucky Derby, came in sixth, but he had a very bad trip. He's a great horse that's going to probably go to the front, so American Pharoah is going to have to try to catch him. Other than that, another horse would have to run the race of their life to beat American Pharoah. All things equal and considered, American Pharoah should become our 12th Triple Crown winner.
Okay. You heard it here.
This is like a terrible version of it.
You know what? That's
usually the music is the piano. It's a very
I can do that
lilting tune, Jennifer.
I know. That's part of the...
So tune into the Belmont Stakes. I don't know what channel it is on TV, unless you want to go to Belmont Park in New York yourself and see it live.
Have you ever seen it live?
I've never seen it live, Jennifer. The race will be going off at 6:50 p.m. So good luck to American Pharoah and his connections.
Wow.
Yes. Is that late?
I don't know.
Okay, now that will lead us naturally into today in history, Jennifer. Oh, good timing. I felt very professional there. Today's June 4th, 2015. Every day at this time, every week at this time, I quiz Jennifer about events that happened on this date in history, and also ask her some people who were born or died on this date and see if Jennifer knows who they are, since Jennifer loves trivia.
Almost as much as Jim Thatch.
Here we go, Jennifer. June 4th, 1783. The Montgolfier brothers publicly demonstrate their Montgolfier. What is a Montgolfier?
Can you spell it?
M-O-N-T. G-O, so Montgolf, then I-E-R-E. I guess it's French. A Montgolfier was first publicly demonstrated today on June 4th in 1783. A Montgolfier is a hot air balloon. No idea. I didn't know that either. Okay, Jennifer, in 1876 on this date, an express train called the Transcontinental...
1876?
Yes. Called the Transcontinental Express arrives in San Francisco, California... via the first Transcontinental Railroad after leaving New York City. My question to you, how long did it take that express train, express of course meaning nonstop, how long did it take that train to get from New York to San Francisco in 1876?
5 days.
5 days? That's incorrect. It's in hours and minutes here. 83 hours and 39 minutes. So that's what, 3 days?
3.5 days. That's not that bad.
No. For 1876, it's pretty wonderful, Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer, in 1896, Henry Ford completes his first gas-powered automobile.
Is this
and gives
transportation
it,
related?
And gives it, maybe? Well, you have a problem with transportation?
No. Go ahead.
Are you taking it for granted? Yeah. Jennifer, on this date in 1896, once again, Henry Ford completes his first gasoline-powered automobile. Mm-hmm. And gives it a successful test run. My question to you, what did he call his first gasoline-powered automobile?
It's not Edsel. Is it Edsel?
No.
No, it's not Edsel. I don't know.
The Ford Quadra Cycle. Ring a bell? No?
No.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1913, this is women's suffragette history. Maybe you're all over this one. June 4th in 1913, Emily Davison, a suffragette, does what? What actually cost her life to protest women's rights? What does she do? It's in England.
I was going to say wear pants in public.
She died 4 days later after this stunt.
I don't know.
She runs out in front of King George V's horse, Amner, during the Epsom Derby.
Oh, dear. That doesn't sound very bright.
And she got trampled.
I would think so.
So she was, well, she was brave. She was probably downtrodden, or what word am I looking for?
Brave and then there's foolish.
Maybe. We're talking about her 100 years later.
True.
We won't be talking about me 100 years later.
Oh, yes, we will. I will.
Will you?
I will.
Because you'll have found the fountain of youth and you'll still be alive. Okay, Jennifer, 1939.
Okay.
This is just sad. I don't know how to
put this in the form of a question.
June 4th, it was sad. This is Holocaust trivia. Mm. The MS St. Louis, a ship carrying 963 Jewish refugees, is denied permission to land in Florida. What was the fate of this ship?
I think it was finally sunk.
Incorrect. It was forced to return to Europe, and almost half the passengers died in Nazi concentration camps. Why did we turn it away?
I can't even imagine.
Because we didn't know the Holocaust was happening, I guess. We didn't realize they were in danger.
We didn't have the internet back then.
Finally, Jennifer, on this date in 1974, Cleveland Indians fans start a riot, causing their game between the Texas Rangers to be forfeited. What caused this riot, Jennifer?
I don't know.
The reason? It was 10-cent beer night at the ballpark. Fans got inebriated and rioted.
Wonderful.
That sounds like a good game. 10-cent beer night, Jennifer.
Indeed.
Okay, finally, born or died on this date. We'll start with 1917. Robert Merrill was born on June 4th in 1917. Robert Merrill.
Nope.
He's a famous actor and opera singer, Jennifer. Most famous to me for singing the national anthem at New York Yankees games.
And how
later,
would I know that?
Later in his career.
How would I know?
Because he did it every game, every home game.
How would I know who sang the national anthem?
Well, you don't, obviously, Jennifer. That's why you got it incorrect. Born on June 4th in 1924, Dennis Weaver. Dennis Weaver.
Weaver.
Actor most famously known as McCloud.
Oh.
Remember the show McCloud in Sunday Mystery Mystery Theater?
Yes.
That also included McMillan and Wife and Columbo and McCloud. That had a haunting... I think we talked about this in the show once. Had that the haunting whistling theme?
Yes.
Get the McCloud theme up for us.
You didn't like it when I cut the last thing up for
you. You can cut it, Jennifer. Born today in 1975. Russell Brand. Born on June 4th, 1975, Russell Brand. He's an English comedian. He has the long black hair. I most famously know him for playing Arthur in the remake of Arthur.
Oh.
Did you see that?
No, but we talked about Sir John Gielgud.
We did. Arthur trivia is sweeping the nation. Born today in 1975, Angelina Jolie.
She is Brad Pitt's wife. She's an actress, director, humanitarian.
Very good. Can you name any movie she was in?
I wanted to.
You got it correct. This is
it. Was just there.
Icing on the cake. She just remade a Disney character movie.
I was just thinking a superhero.
It was the villain in Sleeping Beauty.
The Queen. I don't know what.
Maleficent. Yes. No.
Yes.
He died today in 1973. Murray Wilson. Murray Wilson was the father of Brian
Wilson,
Dennis,
Beach Boys.
And Carl Wilson. They was the manager of the Beach Boys and famously did not get along with Brian Wilson, abused him as a child and an adult. So it was not a good relationship there, Jennifer. Brian eventually fired him as a manager, and unfortunately he died a few years later. There's a movie coming out about Brian Wilson this fall, I believe, called Love and Mercy. So check that out. And finally died in 1989 on this day, Dick Brown. Dick Brown. What does that look for?
I have no idea. These are hard today.
Dick Brown is a cartoonist, most famously for drawing High and Lois and Hagar the Horrible.
His Hager.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know. That's how I. His dragon was in the crossword puzzle Sunday, Snert, or Saturday.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So you do know who Dick Brown is?
I do, not by name, by reputation. Very nice. When we were talking about this week, we forgot one thing about Tuesday night. At the North County Branch Library, they have an exhibit currently hanging upstairs, Art by the Ark. The Art of Hunterdon has artwork displayed for the month of June, and they'll be having a reception on June 9th at 7 p.m., so come by and meet the artists. And I was up at the North County Branch yesterday and saw these paintings, and they're pretty amazing. They're very colorful.
How come my computer can't play things, but your can?
Because I'm special.
I'm trying to play the MacLeod theme over your bit here.
Oh, can you send me the link and I'll play it?
Just type in MacLeod theme and the first thing that comes up would be a video.
Will it
but
work?
Don't interrupt what you're doing. We'll do it on the commercial break, Jennifer.
No, that's it. I'm done.
Okay, let me just quickly give you an update on the weather, Jennifer. How about that? That's not it.
You tell me to click the first thing you
can do. It's like a whistling.
It says MacLeod opening theme.
That's not it.
Okay.
All right, here's a quick look at your Flemington weather.
Okay.
Currently 65 degrees in Flemington. No, it's like a whistling thing.
I don't think so.
All right. We'll abort this and we'll get back to you on this.
I don't think so.
Unless you want to play it over my weather forecast, that's fine. Today, expect overcast skies. Little no chance of rain. Tomorrow, Jennifer's trip to Reading. She'll expect a chance of rain, but only a small chance. Jennifer is thinking positive for a change. Temperatures in the low 70s. Then the weekend. The weekend looks glorious, Jennifer. 80 degrees on Saturday under partly cloudy skies. And Sunday, only the mid-70s, but partly cloudy skies again. The next chance for rain will be Monday and Tuesday. Welcome to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch with Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gannot, owner of Crown Trophy in Flemington, will be trotting in here at noon with his show, Taking Care of Business.
I had a trivia question.
Go ahead.
Not really today in history, but it was for Kiko.
You don't give me enough trivia questions.
I know.
I think we need to remedy that.
Okay.
I'm doing pretty good with the by the way, I've got to say.
You are, but now I've caught it. So
that's
I don't know.
That's not my
Kiko,
problem.
Is Kiko listening? Was that him buzzing?
I'm wrong on MacLeod, says Kiko. He's
thank you, Kiko.
Kiko, what is the one where it's that eerie whistling? What show was that? Maybe that was like Macmillan and Wife.
You're awesome, Kiko.
I got Kiko on it looking. He'll let us know.
I have, emailed me the link, Kiko at JT and the Bookworm at
By the way, I don't think I'm wrong on this. Because Kiko's.
I think you are
it's
because.
It's not like Kiko's exclusively right all the time.
Yes, but every MacLeod theme I looked up and I played for you was not a whistling. All right, let me give Kiko the...
I used to have nightmares. Like, it was like around my bedtime, when I heard that whistling theme, it was almost like it haunted my dreams.
Goodness.
I'm uncovering
find out what it is,
here,
and maybe I'll use it in the children's story. Maybe that'll be a good detail. All right, Kiko, here's your question today. Lieutenant General Sir Frederick Arthur Montague Boy Browning was a British Army officer who was later called the father of the British Airborne Forces. He was one of the...
Is this World War II?
Yes, after World War II. He was instrumental in forming... I'm not finished. Forming the... Patience.
Kiko says that I'm thinking of a movie.
Okay. Forming the paratroopers.
I'll prove you both wrong.
Kiko, pay attention, please. And his wife was a famous English author. Who was she?
Who was the English author of...
That's the question. Who was the English author... whose husband was Sir Frederick
Kiko
Arthur.
Kiko does better with, like, battles and things.
And then can Kiko name who, I believe, who the daughter of Lieutenant General Browning, she married the son of a famous field marshal. Who was that?
The field marshal is Rommel.
It is not.
Is Monty.
Yes. Yes. Their daughter married Montgomery, Field Marshal Montgomery's daughter.
That's famous not. English author married, what was the guy's name?
Lieutenant General Sir Frederick Arthur Montague. Don't understand. It has been all World War II all week at my house. Every morning, Brian wakes me, when he wakes up, he tells me what hat he has on today.
I watched a little bit of Pearl Harbor last night.
Did you?
About Doolittle's raid.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Tokyo, and we're going to bomb it.
The Asian, they have little encampments and things set up. Kiko, you really, really need to go to this if you've never been. They have buildings set up. It's occupied France. They have Asian encampments, and they put up bamboo, and they do.
This is the next thing I want off of YouTube. Ready? I want.
What am I?
Quince, because I can't play it, obviously.
What do you want?
Quince scene in Jaws where he talks about the Indianapolis.
Quint
Indianapolis story put. I don't know.
All right, you keep talking.
So what was the answer to the question? Oh, wait a minute. Kiko's got a few texts here. Let me see if he's on this. He's not going to know the woman's author.
Yes, he will.
Kiko's from Puerto Rico. He said he learned English watching TV in the 1970s.
It's Daphne Demure. She wrote Rebecca.
Daphne what?
Demure. She wrote Rebecca. And Rebecca, the book, has a...
Rebecca Sunnybrook Farm?
No, just Rebecca. But Rebecca also had... The book Rebecca has a World War II connection. There was a book Ken Follett wrote, The Key to Rebecca, and the secret code was using the book Rebecca. And that's how you cracked the code. Okay. I'm sorry, Kiko.
Do we have the Quint queued up?
We do. I'm curious why we're playing it.
Lowe's presents How to Plan for the Future.
Here's a commercial for Lowe's. Please shop Lowe's. We have one in Flemington right on Route 31. Sorry, Home Depot. Is Home Depot a member of the Chamber of Commerce?
I doubt.
Get the disclaimer ready.
All right, it's almost over.
You can turn the sound
Japanese
down.
Japanese submarine slammed two torpedoes into our side, Chief.
Is this going to, like, get the FF?
It's coming back.
Let's just listen.
From the island of Tinian Delady just delivered the bomb. The Hiroshima bomb. 1,100 men went into the water. The vessel went down in 12 minutes. Didn't see the first shark for about half an hour. Tiger, 13-footer. You know that when you're in the water, Chief? You tell by looking from the dorsal to the tail. Well, we didn't know. Which our bomb mission had been so secret. No distress signal had been sent. They didn't even list us overdue for a week. Very first light, Chief. Sharks come cruising. So we formed ourselves into tight groups. You know, it's kind of like old squares in a battle, like you see in a calendar, like the Battle of Waterloo, and the idea was... Shark comes to the nearest man, that man, he start pounding and hollering and screaming. Sometimes the shark go away. Sometimes he wouldn't go away. Sometimes that shark, he looks right into you, right into your eyes. You know the thing about a shark, he's got
lifeless
eyes. Black eyes, like a doll's eye. When he comes at you, he doesn't seem to be living until he bites you. And those black eyes roll over white, and then... Oh, then you hear that terrible high-pitched screaming. The ocean turns red, and in spite of all the pounding and the hollering, they all come in and they rip you to pieces. You know, by the end of that first dawn, lost 100 men. I don't know how many sharks, maybe 1,000. I don't know how many men, the average 6 an hour. But Thursday morning, Chief, I bumped into a friend of mine, Herbie Robinson from Cleveland. Baseball player, bosun's mate. I thought he was asleep. Reached over to wake him up. Bobbed up and down in the water. It was like a kind of top. Upended. Well, he'd been bitten in half below the waist. Noon the fifth day, Mr. O'Berry. Lockheed Ventura. So she swung in low and he saw us too. A young pilot, a lot younger than Mr. Hooper anyway. He saw us and he come in low. And 3 hours later, a big fat PBY comes down and start to pick us up. You know, that was the time I was most frightened, waiting for my turn. I'll never put on a life jacket again. So 1,100 men went in the war. 316 men come out, the Sharks took the rest, June the 29th, 1945. Anyway, we delivered the bomb.
Isn't that haunting?
It is.
So it's a great scene from the movie Jaws. If you've never seen Jaws, Quint was describing the USS Indianapolis that delivered the Hiroshima bomb and what happened to them. That's a true story, Jennifer.
True story. Well, at the World War II weekend, they have many World War II veterans who will tell you true stories.
By the way, a quick note from Kiko about your Montague trivia. He said that Montague commanded Fort Bliss, and Kiko was stationed there.
Was he really?
Yes.
Hmm.
So an interesting little tie together there, Jennifer.
I see that. Maybe we'll do MASH trivia one day since he learned English watching.
In the 70s.
In the 70s.
He's all over that, probably.
Or maybe Archie Bunker trivia.
Kiko says, try the theme to Macmillan and Wife.
Okay.
It might be that. Because it's the same series, so. Okay, let me quickly mention.
How to plan for the future.
Rats.
You're welcome, Lowe's, for all this free advertising. Let me quickly mention, I mentioned museum passes at the top of the show. We have at the Huntington County Library, the Friends of the Huntington County Library have given us museum passes to a lot of local museums where you can get in for free. You can schedule it online, pick up the passes at the library, and then go to these museums for free, including the Grounds of Sculpture. There's a lot of them, so I'm just going to tell you to go to the webpage. That's about it. I wouldn't have been haunted by this. Is that Macmillan and Wife?
Yep.
Was that Susan St. James and Rock Hudson or somebody?
Something like that. All right, we'll figure this out.
I'm going to find this. I can hear it in my head clearly. So the museum passes. Go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Right on the main page, you'll see. Here come the ums again, Jennifer. You'll see a link for museum passes. Click on that. It'll show you all the museums that we offer. And how and why, I guess, to come reserve these passes. It's like borrowing a book almost, and then you just return them to the library, and then the next person. So you're kind of scheduling your visit. So check out this calendar if it matches up with your schedule. You'll be going to a museum for free, Jennifer.
What's your next guess, Kiko? We've added a new museum. Check, see what his next guess is, and I'll talk about the next museum we've added. The Stickley Museum at Craftsman Farms.
He says it's the overall theme for the NBC mystery movie.
Okay. You want to talk about the Stickley Farm when I'll find that?
I don't have it. Can I read what you have there?
Sure.
We've added a new museum. Is that what you're saying, Jennifer?
Yes.
The new museum to our museum pass program is called the Stickley Museum at Craftsman's Farm. Where is this located?
It is up in North Jersey. I want to say around Morristown.
It's up in North Jersey.
Was it NBC or CBS?
Yeah, I don't know.
Great. Thank you.
We'll wait, also be getting
answer.
We'll also be getting passes.
No,
he used to watch this because he's exactly right
CBS
about how the shows
NBC?
Used to alternate, like Columbo and.
But what station was it on?
It doesn't say.
Kiko, we need to know what station it was on.
We'll also have passes for the Guggenheim Museum. This is going to be our last show, Jennifer. We've
probably
completely gone off task because of the McLeod theme.
I know.
Passes for the Guggenheim Museum will be coming soon. That's awesome, Jennifer. Guggenheim.
Yes.
And discount tickets to Diggerland. What is Diggerland?
I don't know. It sounds sort of like an a archaeology site.
We have recently dropped the Museum of the City of New York, unfortunately, due to low usage.
It's in West Berlin, New Jersey, Diggerland.
Diggerland is, West Berlin is south of here. It's kind of near Cherry Hill.
Yes. Now I remember, it just opened. It's in England, too. They have a Diggerland UK.
NBC, Kiko says, by
the way.
Thank
you, Kiko. Just stop.
He says it's on YouTube, Jennifer. He wonders why you're such a slow surfer.
Could you send me the link, JT, and the bookworm at gmail.com, please? I'm trying to. You go and you actually dig for things. And they have rides
Thank
to
you,
theme
Jennifer.
Park. And you can.
Oh, that's like a. I wonder if they transferred the old Clementine Amusement Park into this. You think so?
They might have. But they also have, it's UK theme. It started in the UK.
So it's Diggerland. This is a smart idea. It's for, because kids love dinosaurs.
Well, it's not just dinosaurs. It's just digging for anything.
It's a construction site?
Construction, yeah.
It's cheap manual
cheap
labor?
No, it looks more like a construction site than an archaeological site. Yeah, they have, you can run a bulldozer, a backhoe.
Oh, really? So it is.
Yeah, no, it really is.
I was kidding.
No, it really is. And they have Legoland and...
Like I mentioned, while Jennifer is finding this mystery theater theme, the outdoor art show and sale sponsored by the Friends of the 100 County Library is coming up. I mentioned on the top of the show the deadline for artists is tomorrow. So if you're a local artist and you want to enter the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right on the homepage to click on to get our entry form, fill it out, and drop it off at the library. You can send it in, and we will include you. We are getting close to the deadline or the amount of artists that we can accept. And then the day itself, Jennifer, this is going to be wonderful. It's June 13th, a week from Saturday. That's it.
Thank you, Kiko. I know this one now. I wouldn't call it whistling.
Yeah, it's kind of like whistling. I thought it was. And what's the name of this song?
It's just the NBC.
I thought there was more. I thought it was all whistling.
I probably have the wrong one because I just heard.
No, this is it.
And I believe.
Why did this haunt me? This
Henry Mancini
nice
wrote this.
Nice and chauncey.
No, I don't know.
Well, thank you, Kiko, for some reason, because this would have bothered me until I had heard it again.
And then he would have bothered me until he heard it again.
This is like a full orchestra playing this. They really sunk the funds into the shows back then.
They sure did.
And that's right. So every week,
starring Peter Falk as Columbo.
Columbo would be one. Like I said, McMillan and wife. McLeod. I think there were maybe four. Was there one I'm forgetting?
Yes. I don't know. What? What did I do wrong?
Kiko says, bam, he's very proud of himself.
He is. He should be. He should come in, he should come on the air sometime.
Kiko, you've won a free live appearance on the library show for your efforts.
Yes, so that we
can. So we'll schedule that with you.
Should we do...
Though I'm on the ice, still on the HCL Outdoor Art Show.
Do our show, and we'll do some commercials.
So June 13th, save the date. Stop by. The art show and sale goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll have over 50. It's going to be about 60 local artists showing their works on snow fences on the library lawn. We'll have music by Acoustic Road, a popular local band. Bring a chair. Bring a picnic lunch if you want to spend some time with us. Meet the local artists. You get to talk to them. We'll have judges there that will judge the work. We'll give a best in show. I'm sure the work will be reasonably priced. You might be able to find something for over your sofa in your living room, Jennifer. Owning a piece of local art. We know Richard Gerstner is going to be there.
He is, and there was a really nice piece that Karen Kilpatrick, our PR liaison, wrote in NJ.com. There's a link on our Facebook page, Library's Facebook page, and on the Chamber Radio Facebook page.
So Richard Gerstner, he does a lot of pen and ink work, but he a lot of a wide array of subject matter. So I really like his work.
I do.
I bought a piece last year, actually. That's how much I like it. I think I'll hang it up in my new bar.
Great.
By the way, I got to thank Kiko Murillo again one more time because I'm almost done with my bar.
Are you?
And Kiko had suggested a name. Kiko, the name, you didn't want to know the name of Kiko's bar? Kiko has a bar in his basement.
Does he?
Yes.
Your wives allow this?
And he's a military guy, so what do you think he named it? Well, wives allow it. Of course, so then we don't have to be in the rest of the house.
True. I don't know. Bridge over Kiko. River Kiko.
Fubar.
Okay.
Right? The military tomb?
Fouled up beyond all recognition.
Correct. That's the name of his bar.
Very nice.
So mine, since he knows I'm a horse racing themed guy, mm-hmm. and he likes double meanings and words, Kiko had suggested, and I think we're going with it, the stall.
It sounds like a bathroom.
Well, that's his triple meaning. I said, not that. But a horse stays in a stall, plus stall being you stall and
wait,
and loiter and waste
can't
time.
Can't get yourself
and,
going.
Exactly. So I like it.
I like it also. All right, should we do the commercials so that we can actually have another show?
Sure.
Okay, and then we'll talk about Community Day real quickly and a special event they're having on Community Day when we come back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'm Karen Palatosh of MGX Outdoor. And being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber affords me the opportunity to meet decision makers that I might not have had an opportunity to meet otherwise.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Welcome back to the library show. We have about 2 minutes left because we spent all that time looking for that haunting
the
whistling
theme from McLeod.
Thank you, Kiko, for your assistance. One more thing, this Saturday from 12:30 to 6:30 at the South County Park, Route 179 in Ringo's, is Hunterdon County Community Day, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, ShopRite of Flemington, Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Prevention Resources Safe Coalition. So when you're finished at the art show, take a ride down. And they are having a pie contest. You can bake your best pie. All entries must be accompanied by a full recipe. Judging is based on appearance, presentation, crust, texture, and flavor. Please bring your pie to Hunterdon Chamber Booth on Saturday at 11:30
Why don't you cook one, Jennifer?
Because I'm not really good with pie crust.
If you make a pie, what flavor are you best at?
I have trouble with the crusts. I was going to say, go out on a limb and say you need a homemade pie crust, but it does not say that on here. So
what pie would you want if you could make a pie right now and eat it? What are you?
Oh, right now? I make a very good apple pie because I use a whole bunch of different kinds of apples, but now it's not apple pie season.
When? The fall?
The fall.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not a huge strawberry.
So if you buy an apple pie now, it won't be good? If
not necessarily, but... No, not necessarily. It'll be okay.
Like you can freeze apples and make it all year long?
Apples get kind of mushy when you freeze them.
I don't know this.
Yeah, I've never really... I don't think people freeze apples especially. I mean, they freeze applesauce.
Then how do they make apple pies out of season?
Well, you can buy apples out of season.
Somewhere in the world they're growing apples. It's apple growing season somewhere? Well, what you're saying, Jennifer?
No, they store apples. They put them in the barn and they store them.
How do you store them where they don't get mushy?
In cold storage.
You just said.
No, freezing. You're saying freezing. I would think they would get mushy when you freeze them.
Well, cold storage is a similar concept.
Well, you wouldn't just stick an apple in the freezer and freeze it.
Why not? You do that with most other food, don't you?
You don't stick a peach in the freezer and freeze it just whole.
Why not? Maybe it preserves it.
It really doesn't.
Are you sure? Have you tried this before? You haven't even tried it.
No.
That's why
you know
freeze
what?
Food, flash freeze food, Jennifer. That's
but you have to peel it and slice it first.
You ever
first.
Hear of Clarence Birdseye?
I have, as a matter of fact. But you know what? Have you ever heard of Jim Gonneau? Because Jim Gonneau is standing right on the other side of the door.
He froze peas. He froze everything.
All right. Well, we will delve into that next week.
Clarence. Jennifer doesn't think that your theory of freezing vegetables holds any water.
They shouldn't hold any water. You're going to get freezer burn. Thank you for listening. Remember... Wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. And now, till we meet again,
adios, au revoir, I'll be the same. Good night. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Boston's police commissioner says they aren't actively looking for any more suspect in the alleged terror plot involving a man shot and killed by law enforcement this week. Bill Evans tells NBC's Today Show that the video of the incident is clear.
Our officers walking up to this individual with no guns, within seconds retreating. Five policemen backtracking and witnesses in their accounts asking this and demanding him to drop his weapon.
ISIS claims it can smuggle a nuclear weapon into this country. That claim is in an op-ed allegedly written by kidnapped British photojournalist John Cantley and is published in the terrorist group's propaganda magazine. The essay says ISIS supporters in Pakistan would start the process by purchasing a nuclear device through corrupt officials. The field of Republican candidates vying for their party's 2016 presidential nomination is still expanding. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry's website was updated overnight with a logo reading, quote, Perry President, along with a video. This is USA Headline News.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, June 5th through the 8th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Now that